T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fred VanVleet will bring it across center for the Raptors. A chance for Toronto to grab the lead. Freddie, three ball, open, bucket, north side, triple for Fred VanVleet. Down to Curry for three, misses, the ball is loose. It's picked up by Kawhi Leonard. Dribbled out near center, it's loose and on the floor.
They called a timeout. Draymond Green called a timeout. They don't have one left, so that's going to be a technical foul.
With 0.9 seconds remaining, Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north. The wow. Toronto Raptors win 114-110.
Never let nobody tell you can't do something special. And just a great group of guys. I mean, I wouldn't be here for these guys if it wasn't for these guys. Yeah, I can't really think right now. This is crazy. This is awesome, man. Toronto, Canada, we brought it home, baby. We brought it home.
Just making history here, bringing an organization their first championship. You know, it's just something that the Raptors could build on, that we all could build on. And, you know, that was my goal. I wanted to get them to the finals their first year. That was all our goal. And obviously, once we got here, it was the next step to win it all.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
What a trade, and what a year for Kawhi Leonard, the finals MVP. If he is a one-hit wonder with Toronto, it was damn good one. Like, here's your championship, your first one. Now leave me the F alone. I'm going to the Clippers. Or does he say, already articles out, it's a two-man race. He's either going to the Clippers or he's going to the Raptors. And we'll find out. I'll give you another guy, just away from everything, that I think's value has gone down. Not a huge fan. Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, I thought.
What kind of money does Boogie, he's still young.
I know.
What kind of money does Boogie Cousins going to get in the open market? He wants to get paid. He's just always looks, he never got back to where he was Sacramento or even before he got hurt. With New Orleans.
He's got to hope, and this is the honest truth, he's got to hope that a lot of these players re-sign with their own teams, and then there's a couple really desperate teams out there. Maybe the Knicks, maybe the Nets, maybe the Lakers.
He's been...
That go to him and say, listen...
He's been a turd,
because he's going to go... I know he has, I know.
He just killed Sacramento.
You can reunite Anthony Davis and Boogie with LeBron in L.A. Put him in New York. Give him $40 million. He'll go
to New York. There'll be teams that want him, but he's going to want money. This is his chance to get money. Like, he came to Golden State going, all right, I'm just going to do it this year, get my game back, and then I'm going to go out and get paid again. And you know he's thinking he's getting $20-plus million a year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he gets $20 million.
I think there's going to be desperate teams out there, Joe, with a lot of money.
That somebody's putting up with Boogie and going to sign him to a 4 or 5 year, $100 million deal knowing that if things – that's not exactly the guy I want on my team if things aren't going well.
You're right. That is true. We've seen that in Sacramento, and we understand that. But there's too many teams out there with too much money. That someone's
so you
gonna,
think somebody would give Boogie Cousins $20 million a year?
I think at least $20 million. How about that? I don't think he's going to get $47 like a max deal. I think he's going to get
max deal. You're
no,
not,
but I think he's going to get
say that.
An upwards of $20 million and a 3 or 4 year deal. Someone is going to be desperate enough to give it to him.
I don't get that.
And it's probably going to be the Knicks.
What don't you get? Happens every year.
Oh, I think
like the teams get shut out on the top couple tiers of free agents. They have money to spend.
You don't think he gets a Hassan Whiteside contract from a team?
I think the Knicks are the perfect fit
That's
for him.
It.
Because the Knicks are going to miss on everyone, and they'll have all that money to spend, and they'll have to spend it on someone.
You think he's going to get a Hassan Whiteside contract?
Yes, absolutely.
The one that we wish we didn't give Hassan Whiteside. The only one that won't understand it that's still trying to fight is Pat Riley.
All right.
And he knows. Even part of Pat Riley knows when he goes to confession, I might have messed up on this one.
498, 400, I see it definitely in Boogie's future. Offseason to get kind of more healthy, come out to camp, maybe be back to the old Boogie, maybe not.
That's a lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda there.
But that you're gambling. If you're a team with all this cash, like the Knicks, maybe the Clippers, one of these teams that are might strike out. Kawhi stays in Toronto.
I'll be more
Clay and
curious.
KD stay in Golden State, Joe. Kyrie Irving is the number one free agent out there. Jimmy Butler. Like, this is a second-tier type of free agency if the superstars are not going anywhere. Kemba Walker stays and takes less money maybe in Charlotte to stay there. Then you're talking about Kyrie, Boogie. Those are the guys.
Well, there might not be as much excitement as everybody thinks if all these guys start saying.
Resign with their own teams.
By the way, Kyrie Irving, who cares? Goes to Brooklyn, goes to New York.
Doesn't matter. I know.
I mean, you wanted away from LeBron. Then you had to apologize because you realized you couldn't be a leader and you couldn't lead one of the most talented teams in the NBA in Boston.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you change and you realize it was hard. And then you start taking a bunch of shots and you couldn't make them in the playoffs. Go to Brooklyn, go to New York, wherever you want.
Take
you're
your
just
cash.
Not a game changer.
No, you're right.
Great individual player, one of the great one-on-one players, but didn't exactly pull a Kawhi Leonard and lead your team.
No.
To
you made a great point. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday. Yes.
It happened very often.
About a superstar going to a team and not just a guy that's going to get for 30 and 8, get you to the playoffs, lose in the second round. How many players on that Toronto team legitimately played much better with Kawhi there? And Kawhi made guys better.
Well,
it doesn't happen
those
very
guys
often.
Should get credit, but see, his supporting cast yesterday was at their best. He had three other guys besides Kawhi score at least 20 points. Siakam had 26, Lowry had 26, and Van Vliet was unbelievable at the end of the game. Had 12 in the fourth, 22 points in the game. That's pretty good support. He's got to get some of that credit to bring that out. Like, he only had 22 in that game, but he go, hey, guys, this is pretty damn good. 90 points here with the group. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Majority of the points scored by those four guys. So it was ended up being good. We got to check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022. Boogie Cousins, you're telling me, could get a Hassan Whiteside contract.
I think Hassan Whiteside's contract is what Boogie's agent is going to propose to people.
Well, he can propose anything he wants.
I think
it's
there's
his job.
Desperate teams out there that need to sell tickets and need
a player.
You think
Sacramento wants to bring him back?
Sacramento is a different story because of the fact they've already had that.
He'll still put up big numbers. If he's the top option or top two option on a team, he's going to put up big numbers.
You know he's going to get 10 rebounds a game because he's that big. You know he's going to get 18 to 20 points
a game.
He's
double-double every night.
Yeah, if he gets the ball enough, he's going to get 20 points a game. Looter and a riot.
This has Knicks written all over it.
All over it.
Hasn't.
Or Nets if they strike out.
Boogie's been on a few teams here. I mean, I give him credit. He wasn't a problem with Golden State. But he didn't exactly dominate games the way
he didn't.
Maybe especially with guys down that he
looked very stiff. Can't move his feet.
Doesn't look in shape.
Looks like a perfect person to get $100 million from James Dolan.
So, I don't know. All right, maybe you're right. Maybe end up with the Knicks.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the Knicks are going to be desperate. You know that. Their goal is
to, I'm not saying he's the worst guy. I just think he's a guy. He's a good player.
I agree.
What does a good player get in an looks like overweight big man?
I mean, he's looked it. Yes, right.
Of course, he's played like that his whole career, and he's been good so early on. I don't know. I just don't see it. Anyway, you can join us here coming up here. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Round two for Tiger, the Pebble Beach U.S. Open. Out in beautiful, I wish I was there, Carmel.
Yeah, you're right.
Not a bad place to go. Probably not now. Everything's sold out and everything, but.
Oh, no, you want to get there when you get the
discount. Place. That Monterey and Carmel area is just.
I got to get out there.
Beautiful.
I've never been out there.
I've gotten engaged there, and I broke off an engagement there.
Well, congratulations.
Just giving you an idea. Like,
Sounds like a great place. Who was driving the getaway car?
Kind of a show killer right there.
Who drew, was someone driving the getaway car?
I came, if I told the story.
Wide receiver or another running back?
I've never even heard this story.
It's true.
I didn't know you broke off an engagement.
Oh, yeah. There was a getaway car.
Never know I broke off an engagement. I've broken off like six. What did I tell you? Four or five?
I thought they tried to get you to do it, but you went through with it. Is this a different story altogether?
No, I'm four or five engagement rings into... And my feet got so cold,
back to this after Florio?
I don't know if I want to get into it.
It's a good one.
That's okay. It's good. It's Friday.
The only other guy that knows.
Tell him everyone wants to hear
it. The only guy that knows my whole life story, there's only one man. Jeff at Beverly's Jewelers. He's been there. He's been there for all of them.
He's got a Joe Rose section.
He sees kids and he goes, oh, I remember you coming in. Yep. Oh, you too. Yep. Me? You too.
Good morning, Jeff.
Jeff in the engagement rings.
Loves you.
Comes in, he goes, let me guess, you guys got back together, now you need a bigger ring. And I went, bingo.
And guess
bingo.
What? Now it's time for the upgrade.
Yeah.
It's been 10. Now it's been 20. Upgrade.
Oh, this one's making me pay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Marga, she's
And the empty nesting.
She just, I haven't even thought about the empty nester.
Oh, Joe, you're in trouble.
To go up. Mm-hmm. I don't know much more I can go up on that bad boy she has right now.
It's going to be two rings.
And by the way, boy, Jeff took care of me on that last
of course he
diamond
does.
Engagement ring. Oh, my God.
Doesn't shock me.
Thing is, it's nice. Radio.com. Radio.com. Oh, I love when he comes on. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us this morning. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are good. Mike, I feel like you and I have beaten this topic up, but I got to hit it because now I'm confused and I don't know why it hasn't been approved. The review of pass interference, I understand. I tried to read everything last night so I don't sound completely stupid. The replay official is going to take it. Why is it taking so long?
Well, look, here's what happened, I believe. In the aftermath of the Rams-Saints game, when everybody with an ounce of common sense realized that something needed to be changed to prevent this from happening again, forces within the NFL, including but not limited to Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay, wanted to do nothing, wanted to treat it like a 100-year flood, and there's no reason to overreact because it's rarely going to replicate itself. That didn't fly, and Rich McKay and others found that out when it was time to go to the league meetings in Arizona. Coaches and owners said, we got to do something. So they overreacted at that point, and they made pass interference subject to replay review in all situations, called or not called, offensive or defensive. It's reviewable like any other item, any other play, any other ruling that is subject to replay review. Then they realized after that, oh, crap, we have a problem. Here's where the problem arose. When you have automatic review, final 2 minutes of either half, overtime, touchdowns, interceptions, you've got a standard to trigger automatic review. And the standard for triggering an automatic review is the mirror image of the standard for overturning the ruling via replay review. You overturn a ruling when there's clear and obvious evidence of a mistake. For an automatic review, you call for that unless there's clear and obvious evidence the ruling on the field was correct. So that's the scan that the replay official does. All right, is it good? Is it confirmed? Clear and obvious? It's correct? Fine. If there's doubt, you're supposed to call for an automatic review. Well, pass interference, you're going to have these issues all the time.
Right.
You're going to have hand fighting. You're going to have incidental contact. And so they wanted to avoid having a ton of plays late in a game, two-minute offense, where that replay official, Joe, is hitting the buzzer saying automatic review, automatic review, automatic review, because it's never going to be clear and obvious that a pass interference ruling is correct.
Right.
That's how we got to where they are now. And then as of yesterday, the decision that the replay official who decides when there's going to be a replay review, that person, and there's two people in the booth, the replay official and the replay assistant, those folks can only press the button if it's clear and obvious to them that there was a mistake. So they're adopting the review standard that gets applied by 345 Park Avenue before even deciding to say, boom, we're going to have a replay review. And they don't watch the replays for pass interference in slow motion. Real time and then full speed replays.
Oh,
and they have
I
to
like
make
that.
The decision
okay.
based on that. So basically, this is the fail-safe. This is the fallback. This is the safety net. This is what I was clamoring for, although I didn't expect it to be in this form. The replay official becomes the gatekeeper for spotting that egregious mistake and activating replay review, and they're only supposed to do it if basically it's as blatant as what we saw in Rams-Saints.
Okay.
So it took a while for them to get there, and it took a while for me to get there. I apologize for that, but that's how they got there, and that's what it means.
And then what about so the official and the coaches? Am I missing something on the flags? If they want to, they still can do it in the last.
They can still no. It's not, they only do it during the periods of the game where you would throw the red flag.
I got
right.
You.
So as of the final 2 minutes of either half, and that's what they're most concerned about. In the final 2 minutes of a half, whether it's second quarter or fourth quarter, they don't want the game to get bogged down by the replay official saying, hey, we better look at this. Hey, we better look at that. Hey, we better look at that. Because the standard for activating an automatic review is fairly low. And you're going to have a broad range of pass interference calls and non-calls, offensive and defensive, where nothing's clear and obvious. And you're going to have to look at it before you can come to a conclusion. And it's going to take a three-hour game and make it a three-and-a-half-hour game.
So how long until other coaches and other teams are pissed off when a couple of these guys weaponize that pass interference, use it in their offense, and use it to their benefit, and then all of a sudden all the other teams and owners are pissed off that we actually approve this thing?
Well, I don't know that it becomes weaponized intentionally. I think the problem is if the replay official and the replay assistant don't apply that standard the way that it's intended, and at a certain level, it's intended to protect Al Riveron, the guy who makes the final call on replay review, to protect him from himself. So he's not breaking it down frame by frame, screen by screen. You know, you can have some screwy outcomes here.
Yeah.
When you get a pass interference call on a defensive player, okay, and you do replay review of it, if you look at it, you could say, you know what, that wasn't defensive pass interference. In fact, I think it was offensive pass interference. I mean, that could be the outcome of a replay review. And I'm concerned that there will be situations where Al Riveron, especially in response to a coach's challenge, we'll come to the conclusion, you know what, I see interference on both the offensive and defensive player. We're just going to have a do-over. Like when you're playing ball in the backyard and the ball hits the tree, we're just going to have a do-over. I can't recall ever seeing an official on the field call pass interference on both the offensive and defensive player. I think we could see that dynamic play out in response to coaches' challenges, not for automatic review.
Mike, real quick, the Hail Mary still tied in with it?
No, the Hail Mary doesn't matter. That's the best news here. The Hail Mary doesn't matter now. You don't need a special rule for when Hail Mary is and isn't going to be subject to replay review. It's subject just like any other play. And the replay official is only going to hit that buzzer when it's blatant. You know, when you've got Golden Tate in the end zone against the Packers in 2012 in the last game of the official's lockout, and he shoved that guy with two hands from behind,
right,
you can hit the button. And Al Riveron will then look at it and say, oh, I know why you hit the button. There's clear and obvious pass interference.
Baker Mayfield's comments pissed off a couple guys in the locker room. What'd you think about Duke Johnson? What'd you think about what he said and kind of the reaction from that locker room?
I remember at the time that he said what he said thinking two things. And what he said was along the lines of, hey, either get on board with this or get off the train or something like that. Well, first, he's trying to get off the train. He's the kid that, at the carnival yelling, stop the ride, I want off. So thank you. Secondly, I couldn't help but think when it happened that he was sending a message kind of subtly or maybe not so subtly to Odell Beckham Jr., as I think Freddie Kitchens was. He talked at the time about Duke Johnson and also Gerald McCoy, who picked the Panthers over the Browns, and Freddie Kitchens said, we want guys who want to be here, right? And Johnson doesn't want to be there, so I don't know why Mayfield said what he said, but the report from Mike Silver of NFL Media that some veteran teammates didn't appreciate what Baker Mayfield said, and they went and talked to him. I think the best news there for the Browns, they quickly hashed it out. See, that's a key hallmark of leadership. Baker Mayfield is going to take that feedback, and he's going to take it to heart,
yep,
and he's going to learn from it. He's in that mode of his career where he's trying to learn, and this is a lesson for him. Don't get between a guy and his money, because this isn't about college or high school. This isn't a guy who's, you know, either supporting the team or not supporting the team. This is a guy who's trying to take care of his life financially, and Duke Johnson is looking for a path to a team where he's got a chance to stick around beyond this year, because he knows in Cleveland that at most he's going to be a guy who helps out for the first half of the season, then Kareem Hunt's suspension ends,
right,
and then Duke Johnson is an afterthought.
Hey, Mike, so Carson Wentz gets paid, and of course there's some other guys in that class who want to get paid, and I was like, okay, the one that gets me, and I still don't get it, I'm all for helping the team out and trying to give him a few bucks to maybe sign some other guys. This Tom Brady thing, I know he loves his rings and everybody, but how much you figure he's lost if we looked at this guy should always be one of the highest paid guys for what he's done, I think. I know he's getting older now. Are you a little surprised? Did I see $15 million is what Tom Brady's making?
You know, it's in that neighborhood, right? It's 15 to 17 million. Now, look, you got to look at the contract to see how much he got up front. What's the average salary? What's the average cap number? But yeah, I mean, he does below market deals. He should be making $40 million a year. And we're getting closer and closer to that time on the calendar when we fill the hours talking about NFL players complaining about all the money that NBA free agents make, because every year there's going to be a few guys that we've never heard of who are making, you know, as much as NFL quarterbacks. Right. And I remember the argument being made last year that there should be a quarterback making $40 million a year. Well, there should be, and his name is Tom Brady. Mm. And he's the one who's consciously and chronically chosen to take less so other money is available to put a team around him. Not just other star players, but to have a robust middle class of players who can come in and perform when there's an injury, because there's always going to be injuries, and the teams that have good backups are far better equipped to overcome those circumstances than the teams that have undrafted rookies who get thrust into the fray and may or may not become the weakest link on the field. So I agree with you. Brady deserves more, and there's people who cover the team. Tom Curran, who works for NBC Sports Boston, he's a firm believer that Brady wants Jimmy Garoppolo money. And that's $27.5 million. And you know what? That's still a bargain for Tom Brady, oh, especially yeah. as we see more and more of these contracts being done and the numbers going higher and higher.
Yeah, Mike, we possibly going to live in a world here in the next year where Tom Brady's making half what Dak Prescott's making in a season. Is that possible?
It is possible, although I think there's going to be some sort of an adjustment made to Tom Brady's contract before the season begins. I'd be shocked if there isn't.
Yeah, they've got to be aware of it. Yeah, I mean, my God.
I see the Dax agents asking for $34 million
a year. Hey, the owner and a quarterback kissed before the game.
Here's the thing. Let me just say this, and I'll keep it simple because it gets complicated, but how we value, how we analyze, how we calculate these contracts goes a long way toward determining how reasonable the deal is. Now, Joe, you reacted to the notion that Dak Prescott wants $34 million a year, okay? And I agree that that number seems high. But if that's the number in new money, we hear that number all the time,
right?
$34 million per year in new money. That's the value of the quote-unquote extension. There's never an extension of an NFL contract. That is such a misconception. They don't extend the contract. They rip up the one they currently have, and they put a new one in its place. So if Dak Prescott were to do a four-year extension worth $34 million per year, that would end up being a five-year contract with $34 million per year for the new 4 years and $2 million for this year, and it all works out to an average of 26.7, no, wait, $27.6 million per year. Mm. Now, that's a hell of a lot more reasonable. That's only $100,000 more per year than Jimmy Garoppolo's making, and it's less than what Kirk Cousins is making. And Prescott's accomplished more than either guy. So 27.6 sounds reasonable. 34 doesn't sound reasonable, and it's the same deal.
You got your popcorn ready for Hard Knocks?
Oh, popcorn and hard liquor, probably. I mean, you know, I think John Gruden's going to be great.
Me too.
I think he didn't want to do it because he knows he's going to be playing to the cameras, and I think it becomes a distraction because you're trying to cater to a TV show where you're also trying to get a football team ready for a season. But all those personalities, we were talking today on PFT Live, wouldn't it be great? Mark Davis could show the ultimate self-awareness by the first episode having a camera crew follow him to a barber shop. And he sits in a chair while he's getting his hair cut.
I like it.
Wouldn't that be great?
It. Yeah, yes. that'd be a great way. Oh, they got some characters now. Especially throwing a little Richie. If they let Richie go.
Hey, and
Richie
Vontaze. And, you know, Vontaze Burfict crossing paths on the practice field. So, Richie, here's the thing about Richie. You know, oh, everything's great. He's great. The thing about Richie, and you guys know this, everything's great until it's not.
Right.
Yep. And then when it's not, you got a problem.
Right.
Buffalo went through that. Miami went through that. Other teams have gone through it. And I think from the Raiders' perspective, I think they accept that that's going to happen at some point. And until then, they're going to have a good football player.
Right. That first practice where they had that inside drill. And
guys are hitting each other like that.
Get going after each other a little bit. Neither guy's going to back down. And we are going to have some entertainment on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, episode one or two of Hard Knocks. That should be fun. All right, before I let you leave real quickly, you covered the NFL for a long time, seen stories. You ever seen one as crazy right now as Kellen Winslow and what's going on with him?
Well, yeah, Aaron Hernandez. Okay. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You know,
that's pretty
good.
That's good. Yeah.
And Aaron Hernandez was an active player at the time. But the stuff with Kellen Winslow, it's sad. It's unfortunate. And, you know, they're going to announce today whether or not they're going to retry him on the 8 counts where the jury couldn't reach a decision. He was convicted on 3 counts, a felony charge that'll put him away for 8 to 9 years, a couple of misdemeanor counts. But the thing that amazes me, there's a jury that found that he committed rape, but then there were 2 other alleged rape victims in the same trial with the same jury, and they acquitted him of those 2. I mean, that's a jury that takes its oath seriously and holds the prosecution to a high standard, because you got a guy you've already determined is a rapist, and you're concluding he didn't rape the other 2 people, or more importantly, they didn't introduce enough evidence to show that he committed the other 2 rapes. So he may get retried on those counts, and I think the 1 conviction for rape will embolden them to try, and I have a feeling that's going to be the decision that's announced today. They're going to retry him on those other counts.
All right. Hey, Mike, thank you, buddy.
Thank
Always
you,
appreciate
hey,
it.
Have a great
you.
Weekend, guys.
You too. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. I didn't hear that one before. Ouch. He's going, oh, God, not again.
He goes,
hey, you guys are really good. Can you do it one more time for me? Can we find holes in all those ladies' stories, please? One more time.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right. Welcome back. About done. It's almost our Friday.
That's right.
We can just figure a way, Zach, to get through this traffic to to get home.
If you're still stuck, I feel bad. Because a lot of people are still stuck in that traffic right now.
Yeah, I was sitting here, you know, kind of like I got into work and I beat everything today, and now I'm going, oh God.
What was the last report? A couple more hours? Everything's going to be shut down still?
Wow.
A couple more hours. We're not talking. I guess the person, two people died in this crash, but the guy or whoever hit, or the car went over and hit one of those signs, and that's why everything is still taking so long, because things are like falling down. It's a horrible.
That's going out with a big bang right there.
Yeah.
You can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. What do we have coming in?
All right, there's a couple coming in here right now. With that Winslow case, did I hear wrong, or are they retrying him for 2 charges they already acquitted him of? In this country, that's called double jeopardy. That's not legal. I don't know exactly the details and all of it without being a lawyer, but Mike Florio
is a lawyer,
and if he said that they're probably going to do that, they're probably going to do that. He would know if it's legal or not. Well, that's my guess. I don't know. I didn't stay in a Holiday Express.
By the way, I think the texter would know better than Florio.
7, 8, 9 years isn't chump change.
No, in prison. No. That's
not like, yeah, a weekend. That's a long time.
Yeah. Doesn't Brady have a non-football business deal with Kraft and the Patriots that pays him more and doesn't count against the cap? Maybe.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you can't do that. No, it's illegal.
Of course it's illegal. I don't know. I doubt it.
You can't do side.
Imagine.
Now, I do know there was once upon a time an owner that used to let his guys know about his companies when the stock was getting ready to, and some guys did really well in the old Blockbuster days.
That's all you have to do. You could stop there. What happens to Mike Florio leaving his gig if the NFL doesn't do anything about the KC Chiefs? And Hill, remember he said he might leave the Pro Football Talk.
That's a great one.
If nothing happens,
hey,
there
you.
Go.
We got to hit him on that next week. Yeah, thank you. That was very good.
I'll bring that up next week.
That was very good, yeah.
Okay. Joe, 4 or 5 broken engagements. What is it about that exercise that's such bad judgment when it comes to women with you?
It's not the women.
It's you, right?
Because I ended up
It's not you, it's me? You didn't
them.
Use that,
I
did
just...
you? You didn't use it's not you, it's me.
No, that's about, I can't remember what I did, but I did... I got cold feet, started thinking, and was going out with the guys, and I was just like, man, do I really?
It's just the right thing.
Just want to do this, and I knew I was a little immature, and do I want to jump into it? And So I broke off engagements. And what happened is, and then they get ready to take off, and I come running back. And then I got to get a bigger ring.
Someone actually said the Kobe upgrade ring. You're getting close to that, huh?
No way. Didn't. Not for that, though.
No, that's a little different.
That's a little different,
too. That was an upgrade because of a couple different factors. Someone said mistrial, not acquitted. That's why it could be hung jury, not acquitted. The jury is hung on the other charges, not acquitted. These are all the texts coming in right now. So I'm guessing in that case, they can retry. There you go. So that's why I said if
there's a bunch to retry.
yes, there is.
Jeez.
Wow. Joe, that's pretty heartless, going out with a big bang. Is that what you told your first wife? Have a great weekend.
I didn't mean it that way. I mean, the way it came out, I didn't mean it that way. I just...
Someone said it after the draft lottery, and I'll say it again. The James Dolan curse is real for the Knicks. It could be if they strike out in free agency. If they leave free agency and they've given Boogie Cousins $100 million and some other schlep $25 million a
year. You're not going to sell Knick fans on, like, we got Boogie Cousins, we did it.
Right.
I'd rather have Amari Stoudemire with bad knees when they grabbed him.
That was horrible. What's worse, Stoudemire or Noah? Remember they gave Noah $72 million?
That was bad. That was bad. Worse.
That was Phil Jackson, right? Really bad. That was Phil. Yeah, Phil gave him that money. How about this one? And I thought this guy sent it in three times this morning, and now I'm just laughing at it. Did anybody know or realize that Jeremy Lin was on the Raptors?
I did. He played a little bit early. You know what? He played early in the playoffs.
Jeremy Lin has a championship ring.
He played a little bit in the playoffs early on, and then he just couldn't get off the bench.
Jeremy Lin.
He got himself a ring.
Played 0 minutes last night.
It doesn't matter. If you're on that bench, you're getting the same ring as Kawhi Leonard. You just don't get that big MVP trophy he got.
That's okay. He still gets a ring.
Is he the best Knick since, like, Patrick Ewing?
Jeremy Lin? Oh, God. I hope not. Probably.
I am dying to see what this is going to happen. I care more, the Lakers, too. I do care to see what's going to happen with the Lakers.
There's a possibility Lakers and Knicks totally strike out. I think the Lakers have a better chance of getting somebody because they have LeBron there. The Knicks
have
nobody.
Lakers got a bunch of pretty good young players, and AD really wants to go there. It's obvious that LeBron's partner in the agency wants him to be there. By the way, it's such a conflict. What a joke.
Why would you want to stay and play in Toronto when you have to pay 53% or more of your money in taxes? It's ridiculous.
Why don't you look and see what California is?
It's bad.
California
bad,
Toronto going at it.
Kawhi got the last laugh, pun intended.
He did.
Joe, nothing good happens at 3 a.m. in the morning. A car going over an I-95 overpass bursting into flames is one of them. Correct.
We did, and I'm going to share something with you. Earlier this morning, I go, how the hell does that happen? We had alcohol and drugs is
the best gas, right?
But that's just when something like that happens.
Of course.
Because we did say, how the hell did that happen? 3 a.m. is just never a good time, unless you haven't been to bed and you've been up all night.
That's a different story. Kawhi Leonard, the dynasty killer. Heat, Spurs, Warriors. Did they kill the Warrior Dynasty, Joe? You still think it's not done?
It's not done, man.
Joe's all over it.
We got to wait and see.
Okay.
It ain't done yet.
You're in denial this morning.
Klay Thompson's coming back for sure. Kevin Durant, I don't know.
Have to glue all those guys together. Rebuild that dynasty.
Everybody comes back. You don't need glue for ACL.
Guys together.
He always going to say
he
that.
Was such an asshole.
He's got a room. He ruined everything.
He really is. Boogie Cousins to the Knicks gives me cold sweat nightmares of Eddie Curry. Yeah, they did. They signed Eddie Curry to a big deal. Jerome James, I think, got a big deal back in the day.
That big city and that media there will eat him
alive.
Ass up.
KD and Clay out for the whole next season. The Warriors are going to be trash. Somebody text them.
Okay, so we got to suck it up a year. All right. I mean, I don't think
you're taking this to heart.
And by the way, I don't think Clay's going to be out all year. I think he comes back towards the end of the year, maybe too late, and then they say you might be right because you're just going to tell them take the year off if they're not playing for anything. There's no reason to play him.
Of course. Boogie isn't worth the max. Thank you for that text. We know that. I read it just to read it.
Yeah.
Let's get Hollywood's lawyer wife on to comment on the Winslow case, and then Joe could also ask if he's much as a pansy at home as he is on the air. I guess that
we know. Well, I can confirm that she doesn't.
We know the answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
He admits that on the weekends. Yeah. She says, "Go get dressed. We're getting ready to go." And he runs
during
in
the week
there.
Too.
And the week.
Yeah, don't take away. Yeah,
It's not just the weekends.
Texting and driving is as bad or worse as alcohol and drugs.
I agree, man. Yeah. Hey.
Could be something that, like that.
By the way, text of the morning. Boy, you are right on the money. The way they were driving in the 80s, if you saw somebody like that, you're a little worried. Different like, uh-oh.
There was no texting.
Somebody was doing a little too much snorting last night or 2 days ago and still going. But, yeah, the texting is terrible right now. Yeah.
Splib texted him. KD is soft. 7-footer shooting threes. Get your ass in the paint, Paper Slim. He can't come down to Sis Drunk. Okay. Well, tell him.
Wow.
Got his invite taken away.
Tough.
Taken away for that.
Tough crew. Radio.com.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.